な
I am boy, dear.
Yeah. First of all, Geshe-la would like to say Happy New Year to everyone here. I just got a slip here. We are sorry there will be no children's class today. The teacher is on a sick leave. Now you all know this at the beginning of our teaching, we all do our best to cultivate the highest form or the level of motivation, that is bodhicitta motivation or the altruistic aspiration seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And it's really not only very important, but instrumental for us to cultivate that kind of motivation and then engage in the teaching. And allow me to read a couple of passages from this great treatise on the stages of path enlightenment called Lamrim Chemo by Lama Tsongkhapa to give you the blessing of all transmission.
Tidagi 其实我到我那叫不许你，那套这个啥我都听懂，到时候那我家里行什么来东西的，什么来这的什么的，你说的到这是什么等的了，你这个就的这个这边在你什么那么的，卡图的到了，把别在你现在到这到给了到你了，那么别些些别些不些的到了。 那个卡家的，徐军是小娃，预备第一，第一，长把我们这帮我老爹你们明天明天托经扫，他到你从前那从前那帮爸爸爸，这位经的小娃，希望你希望了嘛，来等到下爸爸手上没接受，就是就是过来空余的天日。 深圳的做的到龙年，对我对我这些菜吧的别弄弄生锈工，没钱不不认同的，什么说六百多块钱弄，去弄点，让你那深圳让弄有不等七八等，叫你送他，叫你送他点的，七十人中都没得了七百七八万家。
其实兄弟，三十块钱不包了，天天的下地地接地接，只有地上给。那下个这些这些，没些些马些没懂的，我想那，这说些三十万，那下一个套路没人没人都把我了把我，那把看究竟上过上过上过，看了啰嗦。
提到讲三五些，但是过把的，你过把的，你过把的，你这把的，你这把你了，才这，你把没把了，没把把提了些多，我讲，谢谢的都给你提到，永远连接你把是，你把，马上把这些都把些得到了，有人不饶，都给你讲说，你们叫饶成员，叫饶死。 他工资现在薪资不低了，看见，可是啊，几乎是我搞的。他可是啊，今天起码中午你都上班的，今天起码都要他的，我说都上班才的，是吧？就是都上班才的，他就当科技当时啊，你写的，当科技都跟几乎人格写的，他得几乎是我跟年数都跟写的，是吧？
嗯，
现在的年数都写过，这不得他看见，就当。
俺这是在上下看这些，对着我可是啥？没别的，那这一个那可是盲目的，俺这个用多的，对了呀，那，农业对了呀，没用个特别些，这个他需要这，就当刚刚用了几把这些是吧？
嗯。但俺这的不给他学校现在咱学大的，村里的自个儿是村里给他，就，人嘛就哎那把菜了嘛，我去的话，他们就在那给这是个要嘛是吧？就是学校给他。 这里两个人的心，这为人不，两个人不写的，因为不给农业站没有，都要把音乐给上了，但那我提到了一些的，写过是吧？现在提到，因为俺们毛不中央给，他刚刚这不考虑呢，我提刚才不就写过了，但他是俺最近这东西写的，毛不刚刚考虑呢，我提上不就写的，我提啥的就就说那什么了。
Okay, so I read a couple of passages from the bottom of page 164 over to page 166, and so what I want to remind us first is of what we were talking about quite some time ago, that in the context of three different types of practitioners, you know, mentality and the practices, you know, we reflect on the general suffering of samsara or cyclical existence, as well as, you know, specific problems and sufferings within samsara. We will talk about the general description of the samsara suffering in the context of what we call intermediate level practice and practitioners. But at this point, as you may recall, that we started to talk about suffering of what we call the three unfortunate states of rebirth or three bad migration. Okay, and so we are talking about this in the context of what we call the initial level practice and or the small scope for practice and practitioners. And so now if you wonder again here, why do we have to talk about so much suffering? Of course, Kishore didn't say it, but understand is, don't we have enough suffering? So why do we have to talk about, more suffering here? This is, we are really talking about more about the suffering that we, don't experience now, but we may experience in the future. So what is out there in the future, if you look at from a very long-term perspective, right? Because the Dharma or the spirituality really provides us, this very long-term perspective, not only about how should we conduct our life here and now, but that we should also think about our future existence or the future lives. Okay? So this really provides us a very different kind of perspective compared to the modern education or even scientific perspective. Yes, we have made tremendous scientific development and advancement, and we can do so many wonders with those technology, but it's all confined to the marvels of this lifetime. Science is about this life. Science really doesn't talk about the life after or the future lives. It has no interest, and that's not its scope of investigation. So we embrace spirituality or Dharma, to be able to look beyond this life. What are the possibilities out there? Once we say goodbye to this life. Okay? So the possibilities are, many, as a matter of fact. There are better prospects and possibilities, and then there can be worse kind of possibilities that could happen, So we are looking into the future so that, we can plan properly right now, and we can also put our plan into action so that we don't have to, experience, much more suffering in the future. And that makes sense, This is what we as individuals do in our lives and as countries or the nations we do, right? We say, hey, we are planning for the future. What are the things I want to happen in the future, all the good things, and what are the problems I can expect and anticipate so that I can do the prevention of those problems so that I don't have to go through that. Right? And that is a good rationale, and we as individuals do that, and nations also do that. So we have many years plan. So like that, from spirituality point of view, right now we are kind of looking into the future, and of course here we are looking into not the bright side of the future, but all the really much more suffering. That could happen if we don't act properly and conduct our life properly. So that's why we are talking about specific problems suffering in the bad migration. So this is like we all recognize the fact that deep down in us, we're all saying, we want happiness, we want goodness, we want peace, we don't want any kind of suffering, any kind of problem and headache. But that being said, all those possibilities are out there. Happiness is there, suffering is there, it's all there. So we want to be in charge of our own life, so to speak, if that is a possibility, right? So that's why we're looking into the future, said, hey, what kind of suffering that I really don't want to experience anymore? So then we talk about, hey, there are the suffering of what we call the hell beings, the hungry ghosts, and the animal world, and all of these things, sufferings, we really don't, not only we, but nobody wants them. So this is like introduction to the future suffering possibilities, and how can we do the prevention,
Because kale jao jao ko phije ma dang gan ya so so shin ra nyang ga ko ja 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 ta ma nge wa ka yo ma ra wa se se ru to li na ga ga pe ene ma mo ba pe ga nge yu zi ga ga dong le ja 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 ta ma shi to ru se no phije ka bo yin je wa se ta 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 na ye ta ta ngon ta ta sang jin su na se no ma mo ba dong ge ru ta ka ri ar se na shi ta ko wa ji shi ta nyin shi de na ta ka cha de de nyin zo dong ge se ya de wa se ta nyin zo dong ge se ya de ta 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 na yi dong de we na So samatana ta senge ma diva ka sa se de diva ka sa du in ta de so samatana in ka je pe ji ngi so se de ya pe ji ni bo ju cha ro da samatana in de ba se da ta de le mu de ta ji de ka ji u zen da ti ta ji de ngan du sha ji de sa ba go ma ba sa ji so yo ra da da ko ra in chi ro ma ma ba le de se ni ji ba ju ni ga de se yo ga yo re si de ba de ta da le le ga de se go go re si de ba de bu ge zo ji ya ji ene pe ge lam ji ri ba de en fa yo ra ba se da ti ta ngan du ti ta lang le ta ya de me ji ji ma ba ya ju ya ka ngi de ge ya se ta ba sha ji de de go ma ba sa ji de ya ra ba se da ngan du ti lang le ta ya de so ta se da lang le ta go sa ta ko ji ni song dang ta ko ji de en sa ba ni song ge 니즈디까지 약보 잡고 그러와 팀마고는 이네 다 디분께서 셔야지 용구 말어와 신디 돈달이야 이네 요소 동에 셔가 유제네 뭐 데려 걸어와
So once again I just want to remind all of ourselves that you know why do we really need to be concerned about our future in this particular case future lives you know is again the rational is the same as I mentioned before How do we conduct our life here and now, right? In the early part of our life, you know, we do our best, you know, to get the best education or best, you know, vocational skills or whatever, because we said, then, you see, I will have a much better life in the later part of my life, right? I don't want to, you know, go through all kinds of unwanted problems in the later part of my life. So therefore, you see, I'm making a plan now. And I will carry out my plan, not just make a plan, right? But you want to implement a plan so that, you know, as we get older or what we come to the later part of our life, so we enjoy it better, we have less problem. You know, we cannot say I won't have any kind of problems, but hopefully less problem and we can deal with that, right? And that makes sense for all of us. And our countries also do that. You know, why, you know, all countries invest so much money, whether it is into scientific discoveries or the technology, all of those things, it's because they said, you know, that, you know, we want to promote the well-being of our citizens, right? And if you are living on a coastal area where there is a possibility of natural disasters, so the country will invest money, say, hey, what kind of a scientific technology we can bring up to date or, you know, design so that we can inform people ahead of the time that, hey, tsunami is coming and just, you know just, how should I say, move to some other place or something, right? And all of these things make sense, and that helps, you know, to save people's lives and for the betterment of people's lives. So this is the same kind of mentality we adopt here, but we are in a different context. Now we're thinking from what we call spirituality point of view. So we are really concerned with the spiritual well-being of ourselves in the future, if you will. And so as I mentioned earlier, that when we think about samsara, because that's where we are more likely to be in the future, there is the general suffering that we should know about, and then there are particular or specific sufferings in different parts of samsara, if you will. And so here we are concerned with the specific sufferings, because the suffering of the three unfortunate states of rebirth or bad migration seems to be more emergency situation here. Okay, and why is an emergency? You know, if we are being honest with ourselves and, you know, say, you know, what kind of karma that I may have accumulated in my past lives, you know, it's more likely that we did more, you know, negative karmas than the positive ones, right? Okay, maybe that's too far. Well, think about this life, you know, what kind of karmas have we really been accumulating, you know, in this lifetime, you know, and so we are more likely to find that, you know, we accumulate more what we call the negative karmas or the unwholesome actions. Now, if these unwholesome actions are not purified, if they are left as they are, well, there is much more likelihood. I mean, we can, you know, that we will end up in a much more problematic situation in our future lifetimes, and which we don't want, we are very lucky. We are not there yet, so something can be done, you know, purify our karmas and learn to do the more positive and constructive karma. So that's why we are, you know, thinking about those things. And the good news for us is that we really don't have to come up with our own new design or a plan, you know, because historical Buddha Shakyamuni has been very kind. He already designed the what we call the perfect plan, if there's such thing as a perfect, you know, for us. Yeah? So he has provided us, you know, the complete structure of the path, you know, that we can follow all the way to a different spiritual destination, whether it's a nirvana or complete enlightenment. So our only responsibility is to educate ourselves about his study or the design and then put it into practice. Okay, so that's our job. Study and practice is our job. And, you know, and if we follow that, then, I mean, we can expect, you know, brighter future and, you know, much, you know, what called better perspectives in our, you know, future lifetimes. And this is why in Buddhism, you know, we really, honestly, you know, being honest to ourselves and honest to whoever we need to be honest and think about the samsaric life and situation, okay? And if we remain uninformed about our life in samsara, really we are not going to learn about how to conduct our lives properly. You know, which means, what does practice mean? We usually talk about the practice consists of two things, right? Abandonment of the things we should not be doing, the negativities and the wrong actions and the deluded actions, and the cultivating the positive action. Okay? So to be able to really understand that and engage in that, we really have to understand the life situation of ourselves in samsara. Okay? And so that's why, you know, introduction to the suffering, particular sufferings in samsara, is very, very important for us. Mostly.
我觉得他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他在他 Tad khana ji ti jin ju da gobol lo jon som be de jaga da pu ni be ji bu tamo mo bo sa ji bu ji yo ro da ti ngon du che man jin gu go ro ba ji ji wa sa she da ngon ju di be na de bun ge jo ro di ka ze shi gi shi de shi ka ze shi cho la da ji ya ma da ga ji ngon ju chai she da ga ro ji ro zon da ze de ya kwa cho la da de yo ba de ta de cho ya da ji ya ma ro o she de de ge ya yi ji ya bu shi go ro ba
So in the case of our ordinary, you know, plans, you know, many of them do work really well, you know, but many of them really don't. After investing so much money and time, then we realize, well, we should have thought about the plan B, you know. Now this has wasted our energy and everything for a while. What do we do? You know, we have to, you know, start it all over again. But in the case of this, if we can call it a plan that the Buddha has provided us, you know, you know, it doesn't go wrong. You know, we don't add up somewhere and say, you know what, oh, I want a plan B. You know, we really don't have to think about a plan B or anything like that. Why? Because, you know, Buddha at one point of time was as deluded, as ordinary, and as, I don't know, whatever we are, you know. And so Buddha has this complete knowledge about our psychology, our delusions inside us, all the good and the bad. Yeah, and that's how it all started. So he pursued a different path and he, you know, found the complete enlightened state and how to do that. Yeah. And so now he's basically sharing his, you know, design or the structure of the path with us. So if we follow that path to whatever extent we can, even if it means a little bit of practice, it's never a waste, you know. And it really brings us a little closer to somewhere. You know, it's not like, you know what, oh, I wasted my effort now, you know, what do I do again? No. Whatever effort we put into that, what's the American expression? It pays off. You know, so that's the Buddha's, you know, plan for us. And it's really important for us to develop that kind of confidence in trust in Buddha's, you know, teaching or the Dharma.
Yes. Nyewa sanye je di hyutsari da ba. Ta sanye je de le ya ene dungyo nyewa ge tuzo de kase nyong se da de de ma shi ai.
No so. Now back to the volume 1 of the Lamrim, the great treatise here. We briefly kind of went through the suffering of 8 hot hells. Yeah, we have many hells, right? And so now I think we need to talk about the duration, you know, with regard to each hell, if you will. You know, how long one is supposed to be, you know, in a particular hot hell. No,
Towards
the bottom of page 164, we have a stanza from friendly letter, a letter to a friend, actually. That's a text. I believe it's from Nagarjuna, but that's a translator's note. So I quote, "Even though you experience such horrible sufferings for a billion years, you do not die until the non-virtue is spent." I mean, non-virtue is exhausted, we should say that. Yeah. So unquote. So if we wonder how long one will be in a particular hot hell, or whatever the case may be. Now, that depends upon one's own karma, you see. Until we, purify that karma through the experience, or until that karma is exhausted, we will suffer in that particular hot hell. Okay? Now, that's the difference from the kind of suffering we experience in the human world. You know, here sometimes well, the worst thing that can happen is what? You die, and then that's it, right? But in the hell, you just can't die easily like that. You know, I can choose death. This is too much, and I want to die. No, until the karma is exhausted, you don't die. You see, you have to pay for your karma. Yeah. So that's the duration. The duration in a particular hot hell is decided by the kind of karma, you know, that precipitate us in that particular situation.
Yes.
That So at the bottom page 164 and over page 165, there is more specific kind of information about, you know, the duration that one is expected, if you will, to be in a particular hot hell. And the general description, as it says, until one's karma that precipitates one in a particular hot hell is exhausted, we cannot choose to die because one has to suffer and pay for that karma. Okay. Now, the specific information is here. I mean, just to talk about that, it gets a little kind of complicated the way we present it in a traditional teaching. Is in the desire world, you know, we talk about the three world systems, right? There is the desire world, there's the form world, and the formless world. Okay, in the desire world, you see, first we have to think about there are different types of heavens, if you will, paradise. Okay, different types of what we call celestial beings or the deities. So there are, as a matter of fact, we talk about the six types of celestial beings in the desire world. And the first one, the one really is much closer to the human world, is the world of four directional girdings. Okay, that's four of them. Okay. And then above that is what we call the 33rd heaven, or the Triyatrimsara in Sanskrit. And above that would be the Thabdal, literally means free of combat, fighting, combat. Okay. And then above that is the Tushita. Okay? And then above that is heaven called the one where you love, you know, doing the emanations and the miracles kind of stuff. That's the name of that heaven. And above that is another heaven called Shintul Wangje. That's that. You see, it seems like the deities here, they are really sort of, they want to be in control, right? So they love control being. So they want to control others in emanations and miracles, so they want to control that. So anyway, these are the different celestial beings of the heavens in the desired world. Okay, so now that's important to keep in our mind. Okay, the lowest level of the heaven, we said, are the four directional girdings. Okay, and how is it translated in your book? You know, maybe they have a better translation than mine. Okay, they call it the heaven of the four great kings. Okay, usually we call four directional. 50 human years, right? That's 50 human years, constitute only one day of this particular heaven. Okay, the four directional gardens, one heaven. So 50 human years equal to one day in this particular heaven, and 30 of those days constitute 1 month for them. Okay, 12 months of that kind means 1 year for them. So deities in this particular heaven live 500 of those years, their years. Now imagine how many is that by human, you know, counts. Okay, and now times two for each of these other levels of deities. Okay, so don't make me do the math. You know, that will go berserk. The computer will crash in my head. Anyway, so times two for above. So why we are talking about this? That's why I asked Geshe-la, why are we talking about the deities, you know, life here? Is this, that as I said, 50 human years equal to one day in the heaven of the four directional kings, and they live 500 of their years. That constitute the 500 years, their whole lives have been considered only one day in the reviving hell. That is that still the, what we call the, if there's such thing as the best kind of hell, it's the least suffering hell. So 500 years of that heaven equal to one day in here, and the beings in this hell is supposed to live 500 years of their time. So imagine how much that. So times two for all other hot hells. So that's just like, I mean, the crazy numbers crank up. So this is how long it says, you know, beings will be in different kinds of hot hells. Okay. And so then we talk about how he says on page 165, similarly, 100, 200, 400, 800, 600 human years, respectively equal, single days for the deities from the heaven of the 33rd, all the way to the heaven of the controlling others' emanations. Yeah, so, I mean, the measurement is kind of old-fashioned way, very traditional way of doing math and calculation here, but we get the sense of it, right? It's just unimaginably long time. Okay, and you don't want to be there. Yes.
Tagi, Planum Le, Omatagi, Nishaji, then Jaji to you says, Do you want to?
No.
Commanding a ninjuros, or the Yonzola so true, the let's add the Nida Nijan, ten to that night you see, the well had and joy. Rub the side she, none me, nay, party gave out, she sung this, and did that, rub the sour, none me, party in Seladua.
No.
She sung the side, Mushi young, dead and draw was.
So on page 165, where it says, you know, we have eight hot hells, and one of them is called extremely hot hell, and the other one is what's called the unrelenting hot hell, or usually we call it Avicii hell in Sanskrit. Now, these two particular hells, the duration is even much longer. You know, they are counted by, in the Buddhist terminology, called intermediate eon. Okay, beings in each of these two hells live there for intermediate eon. Now, don't ask me how long is that one. You know, it's just unimaginably long time. Ask me means the translator. And so where are the sources for all these descriptions in the world? The two main sources that agree with each other are the Treasury of Knowledge by Vasubandhu, great Indian master, and then the levels by the Asanga, the Sayungwishi. It is Sayungwishi is the level. Where is it? It's simply abbreviated name called Sayam, which by Asanga is called the levels of Sharvakas or something, I think. So that is where the description, the things we just talked about, are mentioned. As Geshe-la read all these quotes, which you can see on page 165, I'll quote the first one. It says, from the Treasury of Knowledge, says, 50 human years is a single day for the lower deities of the desire world. This is double for the higher deities. That's what he explained, right? Geshe-la said, it's doubled up. And so then the quote continues where it says, the lifespan in the extremely hot hell is half of an intermediate eon. In the unrelenting hell, it is an intermediate eon. So they have a little, much longer duration in those two particular hot hells. Oh, here, the levels of yogic deities. Oh, I'm looking for. That's, no.
Sanya rīpa xīxīn tā kārsa dāngpa dāngpa tērē rūhā kārsa mēmā mōrsa yādi kāñchī mēndā kīli mā nōp rūyā tērē tīnī rōnyāng dāṁ sā yādi dāṁ dūkjā tā tsokpa bē jīnjī rūpa tērē kīli mā sūkwa mā sūp rūki tīnī nā mbūk bē xā rūkā kā chē nī kā tērē tāntā rōnyāng dāṁ sā yādi rūhā tā pūtī dāṁ sā yādi nī nī sōngjā sō rūpa tērē kā lūyotā kā kā tūpī chē rūyā tērē chīk shē tīnī karsa redu lome tsaadi kanchi de tsungche kanchi sumyo rwa redu lome nakze siyaji warwa dhuzali ya anu pe ya rili ya zaadu dhuzali ya anu ya pe di redu zo maa su ungu soo che maa pa undi di ya su ungu soo che kanchi di chiya ka narju siya ka redu lome nakze che dhuzi di pa tongsa na chuu rame siyaadi rwa chuu rame siyaadi di na pe chuju nalba chuya dhibu na yishu gu zayin. Kanji dhina mga zhudi zayin xaata bakwa sosu chen runga xe. Yang tsui tongdiwa yang tsui jao nga zayin. O dhiri kwa le siya dhiga zhiyo togu ma zhwa. Dhiri tang kanji sanye re re le dhiri ki chua xe le xe xe le jiru jiru yore. Yibo xe le laa jiru sige dhwa.
We are on page 165. The motto was the bottom and the heading reads, Contemplating the Suffering of the Adjoining Hells. We have briefly talked about the eight hot hells, and then there's another kind of hell we called Nyekorwa. Nyekorwa means adjacent hells. Okay, for each of the eight hot hells, each hell has four directions, as you know. In each direction, there are four adjacent hells, adjoining hells. And the names of those hells are given here. As excuse me, the first that you confront is called the pit of embers, and the second one is the next to that is the swamp of putrid corpses, or the swamp of excrement that really stinks. I'm not saying it's that stinks here. The path of razors, the next one. And the river without ford. So these are the names of the what are called adjacent hells. And for each hot hell, in each particular direction, there are fours. Four times four, 16. It's not a pleasure ground, really. 16 adjacent hells. And some of the descriptions Gisela has given is, for example, that if you are in the pit of the embers, of course, you can imagine that you really, all your, as you you get burned, or in the swamp of the putrid, there are sort of, maybe beings in this corpse will bite you and eat you up, things like that. And particularly in the case of the path of razors, some of the descriptions is like you might find yourself climbing up the tree or climbing up the hill, then all this like razor sharp blades are pointed down, so you are basically chopped into pieces. And then you thought, okay, I better go down. This is no fun. Then all the razor blade sharps, they point upwards. So you anyway, get chopped into pieces. And but because you have to serve your karma, it doesn't matter, But somehow, for some reason, all your body get reconstructed, and then you go through the same, experiences. In the case of where is that one? The river. Without the ford is where it's really boiling, river, where as soon as you are dipped into that, your flesh and bone all get dissected. And then once you come out of it, everything comes back, and you have to go through that, repeat that suffering until your karma is purified or exhausted.
Once again. Mima mur puma no zo yo la, simje tida nye di sol di nrowa na, tiri gangba xa be tse, bakba da shata guin jeg la, tigbe tse, lari gyawa nyurus. Tiri da kukko dungin riba karisi, mima mur san gansu menda arwa, kasi me bardo munga xe menda tiri jiga ya, sugni ni puma no zo tima sugru waris. Ma sugru di zani shata bakba zi sol xe wadi, yang dos gyaw du, yang taga rangja zi jawa nga sol rwa, tiri da dungin jiris.
Mm.
Yadino, Nitsun, Takozo, Nyoba, Tande, and the Drossia, Migdes, Kayomarva, Tatu Chamnichi, the Saturday saying the Doy Kitchen Zarwa, said they lived to Takoji. Len, what didn't do any put to the Sanya to Dungan, Memo Murova, because of Rojan Damshe. That didn't put it down, said the Rova, or did it, that you bought it, Rojan Damshe. That somebody dumped it. だ、だしゃばのプリソタベ、せいでし、プリソタベせんだかんじ。ひんなせいでじゅさだ。ひんなせいじだ、かれかじあらすやおそりせん。にひんがちまよおとばでがそそりしゃね。てれじんちんごまでりつまさねんべ。やなつためてばさんじゅるんごてれてれせぐとわ。うん。おてれ。おたてでちょんじゃいかそうた。だてプリソタベてやるとわ。てだだしゃばな。にひまかさ。 那，对了，咱大小娃呢，那是日日罗马日日罗马那时候写的吧？有的，甚至你说啊，他给几块都讲的都，什么了电信，可能，心里的这啥的，他给原来的你那那那把线索，他，你，你话呢，去收我呢是要修呢，可是他，你，不理解我怎么成功嘛？让天子这边先生说的那些呢，下家查的啥东西。
没懂的这些事儿哇，我的要的是，直到大小娃呢，你，新，什么类东部，甚至，你说啊，直到，得了送啊，得了，这个就，大概是呀，对，什么类东部是呀，这个呀，你从前还记不得呀，这个学过的时候是吧？嗯，呀，这个咱那个从小的看马术，你马跑的样看了，我都是那东安人呀，我直接，直接进来呢。
So
a brief description for each of the adjoining or the adjacent house is given, starting on page 165 and over page 166. The first one, as we said, is the pit of embers, you know, and as we can see, that as you walk into this pit, you sink up to the knees, and everything gets burned underneath, and then once you pull your, you know, leg out, it seems like it's reconstructed, and then we put down again, it is burned. So you kind of go through that. I mean, the sense here is that the hell beings are trying to find a place to rest, you know, kind of home, they want to call, but they really couldn't find one, but they just end up, you know, experiencing a relentless suffering here. And then the next one is called the swarm of putrid corpses. And this is where it's really, really stinking. Maybe we can think of a septic tank. I think maybe that's a better version for us. So you're basically walking in the septic tank. I mean, how much it stinks and smells, you know. Then underneath, there are a lot of these, like, vicious, like, insects. They bite into you and, you know, torture you like anything. But again, your body gets reconstructed and you go through the same kind of suffering. Then the third one is called the path of razors, or this is where sometimes the hell beings find themselves walking in the whole forest of razor blade sharp forest, and they feel like, okay, there's a nice shade there. I just want to sit under that and, you know, relax a little bit. But then once you sit under that, all the branches and the leaves, you know, they turn into razor sharp blades and they drop down, and then, you know, you're chopped into, you know, pieces. Then again, due to karma, your body get reconstructed and you go over the same suffering over and again. And the different kinds of weapons are described there in this particular hell that really pierce you and chop you into pieces. Not only that, sometimes you're chased by this, like, vicious dogs here. And so you try to run away and you climb up the tree, and all the, as I said before, the leaves, they turn into razor sharp and point downwards and, you know, cut you into pieces. Then you run down again. All these razor sharp blades appear from underneath and chop you into pieces. And sometimes there is a description of iron-beaked crows, or maybe ravens. I don't know. They just kind of gores out your eyeballs and, you know, just torture you. So these are some of the descriptions in this particular hell called Path of Razors. Once again. In the middle of page 166, the fourth adjacent hell is called the river without ford, and this is where, as I said before, the water is really extremely hot. It's just like you just gonna fall into this boiling hot spring, okay? And so this is where you get cooked. Just like we can put in a boiling water a bunch of beans or something and get cooked. In the same way, the hell beings in this particular river, they somehow fall into the river and they get cooked very much. So they find like, okay, I want to go on the bank of the river, but then there are the hell guardians who are nothing but the manifestations of your karma, and they are holding all kinds of weapons and they don't let you really come out, and they just pierce you with all the weapons and make you go back into the river. And this is the kind of torture and suffering the beings experience here. No skin. So Gisela said, if as a practitioner, when we really contemplate this kind of suffering, I mean, we may not remember the specific details about, how long, 500 years of this or that, if that's too much, but at least if we have a sense that it's going to be a very unimaginably long time in each of these hot hells, right? And that, nobody wants to experience that, and obviously you don't want that. And so that will help us, to be able to, that kind of thinking augments our practice, following the spiritual practice. The lifespan in this adjoining house or adjacent house, in Tibetan it's called Nyekor, means around you. And Nyesava means kind of auxiliary hells. It's a different set of hells. The lifespan is not, described. It's just, kind of indefinite, Okay, at least we got a little rest here. We graduated out of the hot hells, But don't get too excited. We are in the cold hells now. Isn't it fun to talk about this on the first day of the new year? So at the bottom of page 166, the caption reads, "Contemplating the suffering of the cold hells." We graduated out of the 8 hot hells and the adjoining hells, and now we are in the cold hells, and there are 8 of these kind of hells. Here, the first description is that it is said to the north, I said to the north from where and where, in Bodh Gaya, right, where the Buddha achieved enlightenment, and where His Holiness is going to give Kala Chakra, my second footnote. So to the north of Bodh Gaya, in the Indian state of Bihar, they said the cold hells exist. The hot hells and the cold hells exist parallel to each other, okay? They are not in the same location, but they are parallel in terms of their levels of existence. And so it is said that, now this is, I think, very hard to translate in English. The Sanskrit word, I remember, is called yojanas, here translated as leagues, okay? So it's measurement. And so it says, underneath the ground, so this I'm assuming in the Bodh Gaya again, 32,000 leagues of the yojanas underneath is the first cold hell, and which is called the blistering hell. Okay? That is the first level hell. Now, 2,000 yojanas below that is the next cold hell, and 2,000 below that is the next cold hell. So the other cold hells exist beneath that particular cold hell.
Oh, the that's how you the bound of the day that I'm what the Chuburjin said, did it? Chuburjin said, because the car, you know, the Chamburjin, the Chuanja Mare, did it? Flavachim Bukasa, Chuburjin, Lavachim, but that way, later the Chuburjin, the Kumba was Kumsi. That Chubur does say, I did that, Chubur do at the big parquet in the car now to Hans Yorva. That Chubur does say, teach him the Kumba was so tambas and not did it, that can the car. In the cut, but dumping with sort of gear, hit a jam with cut off stuff here, the sort of a cigar. Because it didn't want to tone the door, there was. But you say what does it done? Tell the gay show, and that be doing gay show, the men out of a you say, is there a? That I just say, was it, I should say, there was. Or Ting Dong Lula, Taba, what's it that 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 you say, I just say, I think in the country, because men out of the way, she down, is there a? And Uber that care was done that did it, because swoop chunk bag, Yada shouldn't be charged and be caning, there's tons in your cable unit, what the Uber doesn't loop it to Momo de Azirova, what care, TJ. Sabashi would die be said, and the dog washing said, dog washing, come on, drove you cable, what's up, you know, what TJ. Uber that care was it, Uber that gave us be cable new. Chever Ningumbole, Debe, Kursa, Debe, Dog Gomboshe, any kiggers at all.
No.
Kenny, Marble Chella, Marble Chella, Kajum, Telemon, Jaws, Uberta Kebata, Pema de Keva Sajora, Uberta said, Dog Gomboshe, that didn't consume charge with the young Joe, Marble the Chi Rea is at all. But he said, Saka here, because you two put on a telemong a kid over this. Pema they give a chambu say, I do.
No.
The chamber over that cave, a chambu chamber in the back by him, the more journey. Cut yum, telemong, cable, what's up? What did that? In the Pema they give a chambu say, I did, but Subu be chani, but in the Saka show in the telemonger will be a big yum, telemong a kid over this. But the Tonya give it to that robes in the register.
At the bottom of page 166 and all page 167 is given the list of the 8 cold hells. And as we said, underneath the earth, I guess it's in the Bodh Gaya, 32,000 yojanas, or the lakes, is the first cold hell called blistering hell. This means this is so cold that the blisters appear on your body. So it's named as such. And then 2,000 yojanas below that is the next cold hell called popping blister hell. In other words, now the intensity of the cold is more here that your blisters started to open up, you know. And so is the name here. And then 2,000 yojanas below that is the next cold hell called Chattering Teeth. In Tibetan, it's like, you know, you are so frozen that you couldn't open your mouth. Okay, so it's the name given. And then the next one is called the Weeping Hell. I mean, that's easy to say, Weeping Hell. More cold. And then the Mourning Hells. And then the next one, you see the intensity of the cold, suffering of cold is, getting more and more as you go underneath this cold hells. The next one is called Splitting Water Lily Hell, the Upala flower, translated as water lily. The Upala flower, when you look at the petals, you know, they open up, right? They're more open. So like that, your body is so frozen and cold, they started to crack. And there are, you know, many cracks appear like Upala flower petals. Okay. And then the next cold hell beneath that is called Splitting like a lotus hell. Now, due to the more intensity of the cold here, that there are more cracks appear like the lotus petals, you know. So in the early case, your body is like a bluish in color, you know. And now here, your body started to turn more into red and more cracks appear like lotus petals. And then the last cold hell is called Great Splitting like Lotus. This is like the, you know, fully bloomed red lotus with so many hundreds and thousands of flower petals opened up. So like that, your body cracks into so many pieces. And all this information comes from the levels of yogic deeds. We are on page 167. We have a stanza from a garland of birth stories. This is like Jataka Mala in Sanskrit, Buddha's life stories, right? And I quote, in the future life of a nihilist, a cold wind will rise in that place of absolute darkness, since it will make you so ill that even your bones will be destroyed, who will want to enter there to help you?" Unquote. So what this really tells us is, Geshe-la said, you know, what is the primary cause, if you will, to be in any of these cold hells? The primary cause is, for lack of a better word in English, called wrong view or distorted view. The Tibetan word is called lokta, okay? And so I ask Geshe-la to explain a little bit what is this wrong view or the distorted view. Of course, there are all different kinds. If we deny the existence of life before and life after, okay, that constitute a distorted view or the wrong view. But the worst kind of wrong view is to deny the outcomes of positive and negative karmas, right? Actions, if you will. You know, if you feel that, you know, positive actions, you know, or negative actions don't matter, you can do as you like it because all these are BS or something kind of thing, then we got a problem, okay? It's a distorted or a wrong view. So that's the worst kind. Kesala wants to emphasize the fact that, learning about the law of karma, karmic action and outcome, is very fundamental to our practice. Yeah? And there is some explanation given in the initial level practice, or the small scope practice, but the more explanation about karma and its consequences is given in the intermediate level practice, and then much more in the advanced level practice or the bodhisattva practice. Yeah? So all our practice starts with that. And we build our practice on top of this particular foundation of law of karma and its outcomes or actions. So if you do deny that, you know, karma doesn't matter, do as you please, whatever, then we have a worst kind of a wrong view or the distorted view. So that can precipitate our rebirth in the cold hells. But there can be other kinds of wrong view. For example, somebody denies, say, nirvana, liberation, okay, but still believes in the karma, good and bad karma. Gisela said, still he or she has a chance to find a good rebirth, at least, you know, in the next life. So it is, you know, see, when we think in terms of relativity, all those things come up. Okay. It is said that the hot house is something that maybe one could see, you know, the experience sometimes of those in hells. But the cold hell, we cannot see. It's invisible in the sense it's completely dark. The description that all the cold hells, there is no any kind of a sunlight or moonlight or a starlight or any kind of light. It's just completely pitch dark. That some of the descriptions is that even if you move your arm, you can't even see yourself there. Okay? So it's pitch dark cold hells. So when it comes to understanding what called karma and its outcomes, lende in Tibetan, karma and its result, it is considered as what called, for lack of better terminology, called extremely hidden phenomenon or extremely concealed phenomena. The Tibetan term is called shindu kogyu. Shindu means extremely. Kogyu means hidden from you, okay, concealed. And to be able to really process or understand that kind of a phenomenon is that we ultimately end up relying upon the infallible words of an enlightened being such as Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay? And there's no way to show me the heart, what called the statistical evidence, you know, that the karma exists or something. There is no such evidence one can brought upon, right, to bear upon understanding the karma. So that's why, you know, the great lamas or the teachers, you know, who talk about those things, many of them really usually illustrate the power of the karma through many what we would call the karmic stories. Okay, and some of the sources we can find is there's something called the Sudra of Wise and Foolish. Okay, it is in English translation. Yeah, so there is a sutra, I remember, published by the Tibetan Library a long time ago. Then there are other similar sutras like that. They're dealing with, let's say, 100 karmic actions or something. So there you find a lot of stories that Buddha himself told about, the consequences of karma. So those are the resources we use to be able to develop confidence and understanding of karma. Because karma is not something you can say, look at this. I'll show you. This is not that kind of phenomenon. It's extremely hidden phenomena. So Kisala said, so this is where some of the great lamas, they would have many interesting karmic stories to tell. Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, Kisala doesn't have stories to tell here. In the middle of page 167, we have a quote from a text called Letter to a Student or Shiksha Lek in Sanskrit, and which gives us some more descriptions about the suffering in the cold hells, where this chilling wind blows and it really chills your bone. It just kind of hits inside your bone, and it's a terrible suffering of cold. And also at times, bodies are completely frozen and become immovable. You're just like a bundle right there, completely frozen. And at other times, your body, as we said, cracks into so many pieces and pus and blood come out. And then there, due to karma, there are those other beings, who thrive on, your pus and blood. So such is the description provided in a letter to student. And so now the next question we ask is, you know, how long would one be in the, you know, cold hell? Now again, the description is given in a very ancient traditional way of you know, discussing it, the measurement. And we said that the blistering cold hell is the first level hell, right? That is supposed to be the least suffering, actually. Let's call it a good hell. No, sorry. And so even there, the lifespan is just unimaginable for us. And it is, you know, calculated in terms of Magadha is a place in India, okay, near Bodh Gaya, just to situate it. And they have a measurement for their grains, okay. Let me see, where is the measurement here? They have a particular kind of a bushel to measure the grains, right? 20 of those bushels will equal to one bag of grains, okay? And 80 bags of those grains we are talking about, filled with sesame seeds. You know, how many sesames will be there? Like billions and trillions and whatever. The numbers run out, actually. So every 100 years, if one were to take one sesame seed out of this one bag, right? And whenever you empty these 80 bags of sesame seeds, that is the lifespan of someone in a blistering cold hell. I just can't even imagine it. My brain now freezes here, you know. Now, for the other cold hells, you know, multiply that time by 20, okay? And so then you can imagine, you know, how long one is going to be in each particular cold hell. And so again, the main sources for all these descriptions are the levels of yogic deeds and the treasure of knowledge. And on page 168, the subtitle reads, Contemplating the Suffering of the Occasional Hells. In Tibetan, it is called Nyeseva, occasional, or I even must have said auxiliary hells before. So anyway, occasional seems to work better here. So there are occasional hells, you know, their locations are kind of everywhere. You know, they can be found near the hot and cold hells, or they can even be found on the human world. Yeah. And there is this whole story about, I think here it's called edifying tale of Samka Rakshita. This monk, you know, it said that this happened on the human world. So he ended up going to the beach, I suppose, and then he got lost. Yeah, and then he ended up one of those occasional hells where he found that during the daytime, the people there or the beings there enjoy like anything. They have the experience of the heavens, paradise, right? The celestial happiness and everything. When it turns dark, they all become so vicious and turn into this like a scary snakes and monsters, and they just kill and eat each other at night. Then the day breaks, they become like, you know, all this, you know, oh, happy day. You know, maybe they sing that. You know, that kind of occasional house, he witnessed and he reported it back to us. Okay. Sorry, I got too much of this hell in my brain today. So it is 2 hours, so I don't want to spoil your New Year day. So we'll stop there today. Okay? So I said, you know, today we will even skip. Maybe some of you might have lunch plan. So we don't want to destroyed that. So we are not even doing question and answer today. Okay, so we'll skip that. We'll do next Sunday. Okay, so it's New Year Day, so we excuse ourselves to, stop a little early, in the sense, not early, but, O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Suddhodana-san, O the 17 Masters and Adept, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on, O Dibhamkar, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you have traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline, and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of love song, by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts, and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings, engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings, who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessed rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion, to eliminate our distress. An incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching, he who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient being. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasoning. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic mind. Please return soon as a spiritual guide endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication, in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa, by the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled. Namo Nibbankara Chung Tsongkha Ba Tong Wang Tu Fu Kong Lam Dong Chou Hen Tan He Den Ban Tai Bu Ngai Tang Tan Da Lu Tu Chi Chan Tam Kin Tan Da Ga Ai Tu Su Ve Lu Nam Lu Tu Ba Nam Go Lu Lo Lai Pai Pu Da Kung Hu Ve Lu Ti Hu Chung Tong Su Kong Vin Tu Vin Pu Ngai Yo Mo Tho Lai Kong Ke Hun Pen Ba Pong Lo Sa Bang Su Da Che Da Kung Ning Min Ting Tong Tu Ve Rồi lại có tâm tư bị đăng nguyện tăng tụ chư sáng. Chúng chúng hành thể của Ngài mát bình nếp bằng hương đề. Chuyên lăng thông thẳng công bầu bá thần bá thuộc phụ tính. Thông bị bá bầu cho đồng.
Yeah.
Happy New Year once again. Enjoy your lunch.